USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions because of the coronavirus that hit China and has spread to other nations. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who's coordinating the federal response, announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry into the United States other than the immediate family of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have traveled in China within the last 14 days. The restrictions take effect on Sunday. Americans returning from China will be allowed in but will face screening at select ports of entry and required to undertake 14 days of self-screening to ensure they don't pose a public risk. Also beginning Sunday, the U.S. will begin funneling flights to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened for the illness. The death toll now stands at 213 with over 10,000 people globally infected. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Personal income and spending both rose last month. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that personal income rose by 0.2% in December, while household spending rose 0.3%. Wages for U.S. workers rising even as savings fell from November to December. Americans' spending during the holiday shopping season coming even as retailers said there were sluggish sales. Spending did increase 4% throughout 2019 as compared to the previous year. I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug to treat life-threatening peanut allergies, which affect 1.2 million children. The drug is intended to help the children tolerate small amounts of peanuts and would potentially avoid a life-threatening accidental exposure. In patients age 4 to 17, two-thirds of those taking Palforzia were able to tolerate the equivalent of a few peanuts. Oral therapy is not a cure. The drug would still need to be used on a daily basis. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A U.S. Coast Guard officer accused of stockpiling weapons and compiling a list of government figures on a hit list was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Federal prosecutor said Lieutenant Christopher Hassan was inspired by racist murder cases and intended to exact retribution on minorities and those he considered traitors. Hassan pled guilty last October to charges of illegally buying prescription painkillers and amassing an arsenal of 15 firearms and 2 illegal gun silencers. He also had over 1,000 rounds of ammunition. The Secret Service blocked a server from alerting Hillary Clinton about the lawsuit filed against her by Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Gabbard filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Clinton after the former Secretary of State insinuated that she was a Russian asset. The lawsuit got a lot of attention, but Clinton reportedly still has not been served officially with the paperwork because she refuses to let the servers through Secret Service. Brian Dunn, Gabbard's attorney, told the New York Post that the person trying to serve the lawsuit continuously is turned away from Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York, by Secret Service agents. Clinton's remarks about Gabbard angered many who felt she crossed the line by claiming the Kremlin was grooming Gabbard to run a third-party bid that could sink Democrats and lead to re-election for President Trump. Senator Bernie Sanders called Clinton's comments outrageous. Facing backlash, Clinton claimed she meant the GOP was grooming Tulsi, not Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.